Critter Protectors, Mr. Jim here, and welcome to Kids Animal Stories, a place where there's always a mystery and adventure around every single corner. If you love critters of all shapes and sizes, I need you on our Critter Protector team. Join our adventure as we learn about critters from around the world and in our backyards. Well, my friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go!
Maverick the Moose stepped quietly on the fresh snow surrounding his home. He was still getting used to the colder weather and the deep layers of packed down snow all throughout his forest. After all, this was his first winter.
Mama, wait for me!
Maverick called ahead to his mom. She was an expert at navigating the drifts and trees all around them. She'd lived in the dense forests of Alaska her entire life, all 8 years of it.
Don't worry, Maverick. I'm just steps ahead. You'll get used to the snow, she called back to him.
Since Maverick was born in the spring, he was actually quite used to the short, warmer summer. He couldn't believe the changes his home made in just a few short weeks. As Maverick followed behind his mother, he nibbled on trees. His favorite was willow branches, but with such dense fir trees around, he settled for whatever was available.
No, Maverick, we need to keep walking along. We are headed out further than you've ever gone before. It's going to be a bit trickier, but you are ready. I know you can do it.
Okay, Mama. I'll try my best,
Maverick said back to her. The days were now getting very short, and this meant a lot of darkness. Did you know that Alaska has many, many days with just a tiny little bit of sunlight? It's a good thing the snow is so good at reflecting the light of the moon. Maverick loved looking up at the sky as he walked behind his mother. He saw the stars, the bright moon, and sometimes he even saw green and blue lights dancing around the sky. The northern lights made it all worth the cold, dark days and nights. The daylight soon faded, and Maverick trekked behind his mother. He could tell the forest was changing. It was a little harder to walk. The snow was deeper, and there were some tricky uphill slopes to climb.
Hold on, Mama!
Maverick tried to stay close, but he soon found himself dragging behind, and his front hooves were very deep in a drift.
Ah!
Maverick cried out.
Come on now, Mav. Don't you remember what I told you?
His mother said.
Kick left, kick right, kick all around.
Moose are very excellent kickers, and they can move their legs in all directions.
Oh, yeah,
he said. Maverick kicked around and soon freed himself. After a bit more hiking and a few more kicks to escape some drifts, Maverick and his mama settled down for the night. They cleared away a little cove under a fir tree and made a flattened area of pine needles to lay down. Just like deer, a moose makes a little cove to lay down for the night. Maverick was very excited to sleep after a hard day of hiking, but the night had very different things in store. Maverick's eyes had just started to close and he was drifting off to sleep when he heard a sudden noise. Snap!
Huh? What was that?
He whispered.
Oh, nothing, Mav. It was nothing. Just go back to sleep.
Maverick closed his eyes again. He yawned and started to drift off, and then he heard it again. Snap! Snap! This time, his mother opened her eyes. Her ears twitched from side to side. Her eyes took turns looking all around. Then she let out a startling bellow.
Maverick looked up and saw a dark figure in the woods headed right towards them. He jumped up and looked to his mother. He didn't know what to do.
Run, Maverick! Run as fast as you can and don't look back, she called to him.
Maverick began to run. He didn't look back and he didn't even stop. Even though he was still a baby, he'd been able to outrun even the fastest human by the time he was only 5 days old.
Holy smokes, you're telling me that a 5-day-old moose is faster than me? Oh man, I gotta work on that. I gotta get faster.
But holy smokes, after what seemed like hours, it was really only a matter of minutes, Maverick stopped. He caught his breath and looked around. All he could see was darkness, and it was silent. Oh dear, what is Maverick the Moose going to do? He's still very dependent on his mother. He needs her. But will he ever find her again? Will she be okay? And, oh, so many unanswered questions, and I don't know any of them. We're gonna have to wait and see what happens on the next adventure of Kids Animal Stories.
We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor. Wow, looks like we're already back to the show.
It's time for Critter Protector shoutouts. I want to say hey to Annalise from Arizona, Boone from Wisconsin, Ronan and Maceo from Connecticut, Carter from Anchorage, Alaska. Ooh, do you see any mooses up there? Winnie from Texas and Charlie from Manitoba. I'm so glad that you're all Critter Protectors. We could not protect all the critters in the world without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. And I'll see you on our next adventure. Bye!